This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so now we have another stupid challenge. What is going on here? We have something called the Thanksgiving Challenge. And this is stupid. Fox News is being reported that there's a new trend taking over social media ahead of the holiday where people are texting the parents and grandparents asking how to cook 25-pound turkey in the microwave. Something apparently went online teaching people to cook a turkey in a microwave. And that's not the proper way to cook turkey. Some parents are shocked. Others are actually offering helpful tips. So I'm looking at a big frozen turkey in a microwave. I don't know how they got it to fit. And you see people actually commenting, trying to tell you guys what to do. Tried the whole ask your mom how long to microwave a 25-pound turkey for, and this is what I got. So apparently a lot of kids do Friendsgiving. Friendsgiving, I think, is brilliant. I have for years talked about how the hardest part of Thanksgiving is you aren't spending it with your friends, you spend it with your family. And many of us are closer to our friends than our family. And so, why not spend a similar holiday with your friends? And so, you know, I work with a lot of medical students at Troy University of Nevada, and I see their pictures on Instagram and them doing Friendsgiving, and it is so good. You see how happy they are? And they actually do a pretty damn good job of it. The only thing is you can't, you know, be cooking a turkey in the microwave. That's just a big no-no. But what I like about seeing people go off to college or go off to school and being away from home and doing something the weekend before. What I like about that is it already starts their getting their feet wet with starting traditions and family-style stuff. Because, you know, a lot of times the kids leave home and they aren't religious or they don't really do a lot of the, you know, rituals, or they don't do a lot of the holidays. And then eventually the kids come and they go, yeah, well, we need to do something. And if it isn't an influence from one spouse or another, or one partner or the other, many traditions just fall by the wayside. And so it's really nice to see people that aren't, you know, in mommy and daddy's, you know, protection, starting to kind of branch out and do things on their own. So I'm a huge fan of Friendsgiving. I think that's awesome. And don't invite yourself to somebody's Friendsgiving. You know, let them, you know, let them do their friends thing. You know, the whole purpose of Friendsgiving is so they can act like they would normally act and not have to be on good behavior. They can eat with their fingers if they want to. But let's go back to this microwaving a turkey. And I don't know if I would call it a challenge, but apparently here's Claire G saying, I tried the hashtag turkey challenge with my mother, expecting her to be horrified. Nope. She just asked if my oven was broken, then sent me the actual instructions from an original 1988 microwave cookbook. And the answer for a 25-pound turkey in this microwave was 4 to 6 hours. So I found that very fascinating. Where, you know, there's actually, you know, when microwaves got really big in the 80s, there were actually cookbooks on what to do with turkey. Now, would you ever microwave a turkey? I would say no. The biggest problem with microwaving a turkey, or a lot of meat, is it not being cooked and remaining at the temperature it needs to be. So with turkey especially, you know, you could get salmonella. They say roughly 1.2 million people every year in the U.S. are sickened by salmonella. 23,000 hospitalized, according to the CDC. So turkey meat needs to reach a temperature of 165 degrees and be that way for about 10, 15 seconds. They say the thermometer should be placed in three places, in the innermost part of the thigh, the innermost part of the wing, and the thickest part of the breast. So, I know, if I was ever a turkey with my breast, oh, man. Yeah, I don't know how they would, I'm so lopsided, man. And I was thinking about that. If I was a turkey and I had to be cooked, how would we know the meat was cooked really, really well? Wouldn't, never know. So Ben Chapman, food safety specialist, assistant professor of food science at North Carolina State University, said, despite popular belief, a turkey is not necessarily ready to come out of the oven if its juices are running clear. Color is not an indicator of safety or doneness. So as you guys are eating your turkey, watching your football, just kind of be aware of that. But, you know, okay, I don't know why they called it a challenge, but I think things like to go viral and people like to hashtag. Do you guys kind of get that whole hashtag thing? Apparently, you know, for those of you in business and marketing, if you don't really understand how the internet works and how social media works, figure it out. Take a class. Because I am so underutilizing. I think we all are underutilizing certain things. But the problem is a lot of us are right in our hesitancy because eventually things grow old. So when you hashtag something, if somebody decides to search up that search hashtag, so let's say I write an article about Thanksgiving. So I hashtag Thanksgiving. My article may come up. The problem is I know if everybody's hashtagging Thanksgiving, it's kind of like a vote. You're like, well, if everybody's voting, I don't know if anybody's going to see my vote. But as you and I know, one vote can count. So these hashtags are ways where you could be able to get pinged on the internet and pop up. And so if you, let's say, you know, have something you care about and you want to be, you know, associated with it, you hashtag something. If you don't want to be in the public eye, don't hashtag anything. In fact, you might not even want to be on social media. But you have a lot of people that want to be a part of that, and they want their name attached, and so that's why these challenges come up. And a lot of people, once they get on social media, they get that little bug. You know, that little bug is, I want to become famous. And so, you know, take it from me, I've always wanted to be famous. When you do get some fame, it's either A, not enough, or you wish you didn't have it, because then, you know, people see you at Walmart in your pajamas. And you're like, oh, I kind of need some privacy. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, words, it does not yet the effect of being high. All CBDOnly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDOnly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDOnly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDOnly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDOnly.com, your CBD superstore.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
DALI. You do not know how much I love you guys. If I didn't have you guys, I wouldn't be able to have a show on the air. So I really do appreciate it. That's what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And a big thanks to Alex, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate his great work. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a student at the University of Maryland has died after suffering from a strain of adenovirus. And adenovirus is a very common cold-causing virus that's out there. And to hear that somebody died, not to mention we have this outbreak in New Jersey at a convalescent home for sick kids dying, it starts to make you wonder if we got a real nasty strain. The school learned that a student was sick with the illness on November 1. His name was, that's according to David McBride, the director of the University Health Center. Since then, five more students have been diagnosed with adenovirus. On Monday, the health center learned that one of the specimens they sent to the CDC was confirmed to be type 7 of the illness. The same strain of the adenovirus is found to be at the center of a viral outbreak at the rehab center in Wanaki, New Jersey, that has killed 11 children. Now, this college student was 18-year-old Olivia Perigal. She died from this very common virus. She reportedly got sick during fall semester, started with a cough, and then it led to pneumonia. Her immune system was weakened, however, because she was taking medicine for Crohn's disease. But now the father questioned if the university could have done more to prevent his daughter's death. The school said in their statement that vigilance is extremely important to those who take medications that weaken their immune system. It is vitally important not to ignore these symptoms and visit a physician within 48 hours of developing symptoms. Now, that's something it's tragic, and I feel really, really, really bad for the family. I just don't know if I would blame the school. We'll talk about that in a second. So the adenovirus has over 50 strains. It is very, very common and usually is a very low-risk type of virus. In fact, a lot of times you don't even know if that's the virus you have because you are so mildly, it's a cold. We don't usually try to type it or culture it or determine that's what it is. We just think, well, you probably have a coronavirus or an adenovirus, and it's a cold. Just sneeze it out, rest, drink a lot of fluids, bone up on your vitamin C with your vegetables and your fruits, and you should be fine. And for the most part, you are. But it can cause different types of illnesses. It can cause mild cold or flu. Sometimes it could cause diarrhea. Sometimes it could cause pink eye. Now, type 7, along with types 3 and type 4, according to the CDC, is among the most potent types. It sometimes causes more serious respiratory illnesses, especially among those with weak immune systems. Over the past decade, severe illnesses and death from type 7 have been reported in the U.S. But the CDC doesn't know 100% how many have died from it. So, here's the thing. This girl died from pneumonia. Just like with flu-related deaths. If somebody dies from pneumonia, how many times do the doctors or the local community health departments go, okay, wait a second, let's go back and see what could have put her at risk for pneumonia first? Most of the time, if somebody dies of pneumonia, they say they died of pneumonia. Done deal. So now you start to wonder, has there been a very potent, more, nasty strain out there that put people at risk? Same thing with flu-related deaths. We talked about all these flu-related deaths. Apparently about 160 kids died last year. Thousands more adults died of the flu last year. And the number one cause of death was pneumonia. So it's being reported during a flu story. But how many pneumonias, how many times do people die of pneumonia? And it's not being covered or broadcasted or reported that there was a virus or something before it. So Crohn's, she was on an immunosuppressant drug. Sometimes they're on steroids, sometimes they're on immunosuppressants because Crohn's disease is a inflammatory reaction of the bowel. And it can be caused by your body's immune system. And so there are people out there on immunosuppressed drugs. And these immunosuppressed drugs put you more at risk for other bugs. Now, one of my listeners a few years back asked about survival of the fittest. And I hate talking about survival of the fittest with humans. Because I don't give a damn if you have bad genes or if maybe nature, had something else in store for you. As a doctor, if we have tools, we're going to want to use the tools. But he had brought up a point of how sometimes we do so much to help a person that we actually still put them at risk because the medications we're putting them on. So somebody could argue that this girl here, we put her at risk for that because we put her on immunosuppressant. The problem is you can't, we have to treat the Crohn's. It's a very, very painful bowel condition that could kill her. And so then you start to look at, well, blame of the college. You know, when Fox News reported that the father questioned if the university could have done more to prevent his daughter's death. Mind you, if I lost a child, oh my gosh, I would be bringing the rain. I would blame, you know, I would blame everybody. So I get that. But, you know, do universities or schools have a duty to make sure somebody doesn't get sick? So, like, if you, let's say we're on immunosuppressant drugs, and you notify the school, does the school have a responsibility to protect you? We have a lot of kids, you know, who are asthmatic, a lot of kids on steroids. Parents tell the school goes, well, this is what we'll do. We'll make sure if a kid has sniffles, we'll move the kid out of the way. And I think the school does have some responsibility. Because if they're taking care of your child, if your child is forced to go to school by law, and your child is on a chronic medication and not sick where he can transmit it, but he is susceptible, then you want to make whoever is taking care of your child, because especially if they're under 18, aware that, okay, look, if somebody comes to school sick or whatever, you make sure my child's in another room. Can you make sure my child is washing his hands? I think that's fine because technically they're the lieutenant mommy or the lieutenant daddy. If you have a child under 18 and you're their parent and you are not allowed to be their parent from 8 to 2, and that is really what happens in school. We're talking grade school. I cannot be my kids' parents, the ones under 18, when they're at school. I could pull my kid out of school, give an excuse, except, but after so many tardies, my kid could be in trouble. I could be in trouble. So by law, my kid has to be in school. So that means if I can't mommy my kid, then you have to be the mommy. And you have to make sure my kid is washing their hands, not getting sick, etc. So in a way, yes, schools are responsible. But when we're talking about a college, if you're 18 years old and you are on a medication that could immunosuppress you, you know, how much does the school need to take on to keep you from not getting, they can't. It's a university. You know, we see a lot of blame and it's frustrating because things tragically happen and maybe something could have happened. Maybe, you know, if there was an outbreak, the school could have let everybody know. And then if the school let everybody know, you know, then maybe precautions could have been taken. But the problem is we're coming into cough and cold season. So we have here, you know, somebody in Maryland. Maryland is dealing with a cold winter. What a university could do, and maybe what they should do, is if they are going to be at blame for somebody getting sick and dying, maybe they should just have a blanket statement going, guys, there's viruses circulating. All right, we are in the midst of cough and cold season. So be careful. It's just, again, how much do they have to do? I mean, at some point, there's personal responsibility. And that's tragic. It's a tragic case, but it's, nobody should die from an adenovirus-related pneumonia. Nobody should. Nobody should die at all. But it's really tough when you blame other people. I mean, one of the reasons why we have workers' comp is because somebody would, you know, take a job, that want a roof, that want to be a roofer. Being a roofer comes with risks. True, it's the job's duty to make sure that accidents don't happen and that you're working in the safest environment, but some of these jobs, like working on a skyscraper, it comes with risks. And so, you know, you want to work on a skyscraper, do you sue the company if something wrong happens? That's why they came up with workers' comp. So if you had to sue, you could, but sue an insurance company. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Most most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Firefighters in Northern California are warning residents in the Camp Fire area to prepare for rain today. Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott does say the search will go on, though, for the nearly 800 that are still missing.
There are hundreds of law enforcement and search and rescue personnel that will continue this effort despite the weather, because this is critical. It's an incredibly critically important component to try to recover these individuals.
The Thanksgiving holiday getaway is well underway. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky is speaking to travelers arriving at the busiest airport in the country, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Brooke just arriving here in Atlanta from Baltimore to head to see her grandmother.
A happy Thanksgiving, Meemaw. Love you much.
And is ready to eat the best thing she makes.
Stuffing, obviously. My grandmother makes a killer stuffing.
So far, no major delays are being reported at airports. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, unfortunately, heavy rain in Northern California over the next few days may help from the fire standpoint with the campfire, but unfortunately they're saying it could bring mudslides and complicate recovery efforts. That's according to Butte County Sheriff's Office. Apparently we have the death toll now at 81. Multiple homes destroyed, more than 12,000. And there is a fluctuating number of missing residents. Last week we were told there were 1,000 missing. Then we were told it was down to $6.99. Then we were told it went back up to $8.70. And so investigators attributed to the increase in the total number declared missing to the fact that they were able to work through a backlog of voicemails from the public. Sheriff Corey Honea said the disruptive nature of California's deadliest wildfire has meant that nearly 2 weeks after the blaze broke out, family members are still tracking down loved ones. But reports of those who have been found have not always filtered back to law enforcement authorities. So if somebody is found, they aren't going to, you know, I mean, you find your loved one, they go, oh, there I am. Okay, people are not going to stop and contact, you know, everybody going, oh, he's found. So the numbers keep going up and down. They say the list of names is compiled from three different sources: the Sheriff's Office Missing Call Center, emails to officials, and reports called into dispatch. That's according to NBC Sacramento affiliate KCRA. Honea and his office have not provided a detailed description of how the list is compiled, but he has told the media that one problem in accounting for those who are safe may be that some unofficial shelters have not passed on complete lists of those staying with them. Now, the sheriff has defended the list while directing residents to help bring down the total by alerting the sheriff's hotline if they are mistakenly counted among the missing. And one, I believe it was Mercury News, one media outlet actually had the list of everybody possibly missing. They say, if you see anyone on the list who is no longer missing, please contact us so the name could be removed. And you see the problem they're in. If they're looking for people who are actually already safe, that is taking time and energy and resources away from them finding people who need to be saved still. Or are stuck or trapped or, you know, sick. So there is a missing persons task force. And there's certain hotline numbers for that. And they say it's difficult because we have a catastrophic event and a massive number of people scattered across Northern California. They said, I can't let perfection get in the way of progress. They say one indication of imperfections has come from families who have said they do not see their loved ones on the list. And even if they have been reported missing. A woman in Tennessee told the San Francisco Chronicle that her mother hasn't been heard from and did not appear on the list. Chrissy Mullinex told the newspaper she reported her mother missing to the sheriff's office 10 days ago. But it was a posting on Facebook that helped her locate her mom and confirm that she was okay. She said they're doing much better than the sheriff's hotline. So authorities have declined to speculate how many of those listed as missing might have died in the fire. Now, that fire has thus far burned 151,000 acres, taken 12,637 residences as of Tuesday morning. That's according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Boone County officials decided to compile a list of those believed to be missing in hopes of getting the public to report those who made it out of the fire safely. But a lot of people, they just hug and kiss and they go, okay, let me take care of you. And then they go about their lives. Somebody needs to go back and call and tell the sheriff's office they were found. They say in the Tubbs fire last year in Sonoma County, the sheriff's office announced it received 2,200 missing people's reports. They said they knew it was changing minute by minute. It's extremely fluid, and we don't want to have any misinformation. So now, unfortunately, we're worried about mudslides. And so as we are looking at rain coming in and colder weather, now mudslides could hamper the recovery efforts. So with the campfire, 153,000 acres have been burned. Currently, we're being told it's 80% contained. 81 fatalities confirmed, 870 unaccounted for, and over 18,000 structures destroyed. In the Woolsey Fire in Los Angeles County, Ventura County, 96,000, almost 100,000 acres burned. It is 96% contained. Unfortunately, three fatalities, 1,500 structures destroyed. So this is difficult. And, you know, Red Cross, we had Red Cross on the phone yesterday, on the line yesterday. If you want to help, you know, donate to the Red Cross, donate blood. All right, we have a massive blood shortage. This is not only because of the fire, but just in general. This is a very, very rough time of year. And anything you guys could do to help, if you can't donate money, at least donate blood. But there are thousands of different ways you could help. And we appreciate anything you could do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a woman who claims that she was fired because she was white. She worked for BNY Mellon. And she was fired because she made a Facebook post. And the Facebook post shouldn't have happened. I'm just going to say that. But the lawsuit filed in federal court alleges that Lisa Ellis, a Mount Lebanon resident and senior analyst at the company's wealth management department in Pittsburgh, was fired, they say, because she was white. It accuses BNY Mellon officials of violating employment discrimination and civil rights laws by firing her without notice and without conducting an investigation. On July 3, she was fired 3 days after she made a Facebook post that was flagged as controversial. So her attorney said, "We believe that she was targeted because she was white and that she would not have been fired if she was not white." So apparently on June 30th, she commented on a news article about reckless driving charges filed against Bell Acres councilman Greg Wagner because he drove his car through a group of social justice activists whose protests shut down streets on the North Shore. Ellis, the defendant, wrote total BS. Too bad he didn't have a bus to plow through. Now, her remark was among 2,000 comments, but it was a stupid remark. Okay, you can't on social media talk about killing somebody. And so Wagner, the driver, was ordered to stand trial on charges of reckless endangerment and reckless driving because he drove his Mercedes-Benz through the crowd of protesters. Three people reported injuries at the incident, including one with a back injury and one with an ankle injury. Protesters did not have permits to use public roads, but local police chose to help direct traffic and de-escalate rather than intensify the tension. So, after reading about Wagner's charges, Ellis believes that the protesters were to blame and that the councilman wasn't justly charged, says the lawsuit. It's true that Lisa regrets her choice of words, but it was never meant as an attack or a criticism of Antoine Rose or his family or the protesters. They say her comment had nothing to do with the merits of the protest and what they were advocating. So what this comes up to is you are responsible for anything you do on your off time when it comes to work. BNY Mellon said in a statement that Ellis no longer works for the company and they expect our employees to, quote, adhere to our code of conduct and other policies to ensure a culture of diversity, inclusion, and respect for all individuals. So this idea that she made a racially motivated comment or she was fired for race, is that an excuse? Was it an excuse to fire her? Was it an excuse for her to be able to fight back? You know, when we start bringing out the race card, we need to be really, really careful. Just like what happened at Chipotle. A manager got fired because she identified somebody who might be a dine and dasher coming in to eat and not pay. So she didn't want to give them the food until they pay first. And then it turned into a race issue. And again, I just don't understand why the company doesn't charge everybody up front. I don't understand. Restaurants may have to do that too, where you pay before you eat. I don't know. But the race card was played, and then Twitter accounts had showed postings in the past showed that this gentleman admitted to dining and dashing. So, not that we're saying that would have happened that day also at Chipotle, but, you know, we need to be really, really careful when we start to pull, you know, well, you fired me because I was white. Or, you know, you're doing this to me because I'm not white. We have to be really careful when we play those because, you know, it really dilutes the progress we're making in race relations. And it looks like racial tensions are as high as ever. 1-877-DOT-FELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So 40 million people with diabetes may be left without insulin by the year 2030. This is being reported by CNN. They say as a growing number of people living with diabetes continues to rise, the access to insulin needed to meet the growing demand will fall short. So the year 2030, which is less than 12 years away, they say 79 million adults with type 2 diabetes are expected to need insulin to manage their condition. And if current levels of access remain, only half of them will be able to get an adequate supply. That's according to the journal Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology. Access to the drug must be significantly improved, researchers warn, particularly in the African, Asian, and Oceania regions, according to CNN. They say those will be most affected. They say these estimates suggest that current levels of insulin access are highly inadequate compared to projected need, particularly in Africa and Asia, and more effort should be devoted to overcoming this looming health challenge. That's according to Dr. Sanjay Basu, assistant professor of medicine at Stanford University. Despite the UN's commitment to treat non-communicable diseases and ensure universal access to drugs for diabetes, across much of the world, insulin is scarce and unnecessarily difficult for people to access. So what are we talking about here? Okay, so we talked about insulin and what it is. So let's say you eat some sugar. Your pancreas, that sits near the small intestine, senses the sugar and will shoot out some insulin. This insulin is like the key to the door, getting the sugar from the hallway into the room. So when you absorb sugar into your blood, you need to get that sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. So you eat the sugar, goes through your mouth, goes down the esophagus, your gullet, goes into your stomach, right, breaks down the cake, okay, or the bran muffin, whatever, the apple. Then your small intestine starts to absorb the sugar. The small intestine absorbs the sugar from the gut into the bloodstream. So now you have all the sugar in your bloodstream. However, we need to get that sugar to cells of the body. And insulin does that. So if you don't have insulin, if you're like a type 1 diabetic, you don't get fed. The sugar just stays in the bloodstream and it doesn't get into the cell to feed the cells. Just it being in the bloodstream doesn't really do a lot for you. And so you end up starting to lose a lot of weight. And we need to give you insulin to get that sugar from the bloodstream into the cell or the hallway into the room. Type 2 diabetes, obviously you had insulin, otherwise you wouldn't have made it to your adult life. But now either you're not making enough insulin or the insulin you have just isn't working that well. Something's like pushing against the door, like fat, or the just not a very sensitive insulin. So we just have to give you fresh insulin. Or we could do pills to help with your resistance. But the pills are starting to be more expensive, and some people just do better with insulin. So as our obesity crisis rises, and one thing to blame is we stop smoking. So we like to put things in our mouth, like food. We have lots of yummy foods out there. We have yummy fast foods. We like things that are tasty. And we aren't exercising or moving as much. We all have cars or Uber or, So it's really easy for us to just sit at a computer and work rather than working in a factory. And so obviously there's a lot of things contributing to our obesity. And the more obese we have or if we have to fight, then the more diabetics we produce. So using data from the International Diabetes Federation and 14 studies to get a picture of type 2 diabetes across a number of 221 countries, the team modeled the burden of type 2 diabetes from 2018 to 2030. They projected that worldwide, the number of adults with type 2 diabetes will rise from 406 million in 2018 to 511 million in 2030. The United States will have the third highest numbers globally, with 32 million predicted to be living with the condition in 2030. They say the number of adults with type 2 diabetes is expected to rise over the next 12 years due to aging, urbanization, and associated changes in diet and physical activity. Now, remember, not all people need the insulin, but there is going to be a huge demand. Another thing, by the year 2030, there's going to be a big demand for chocolate. We have a lot of people wanting chocolate. You would think with this worry about diabetes, we'd have less of a demand for chocolate, but nope, not the case. Now, this is interesting. Also coming out of CNN, they say Brexit linked to a rise in antidepressant use. They say a number of antidepressants prescribed in England rose after the UK's vote to leave the European Union in 2016. Researchers believe that this may be due to uncertainty over the future of the country and say more health services should be made available. They say experts think the link to Brexit believe the wider austerity in the country could be an underlying factor. There's some typos in that sentence. So researchers at Harvard and King's College London wanted to examine whether the Brexit vote, deciding whether the UK would leave the European Union, and that occurred on June 23rd, 2016, had any effect on mental health in England, as previous studies have looked at economic uncertainty and major social events. And the researchers looked at monthly prescribing data for each July from 2011 to 2016 for all 326 voting areas in England. They analyzed antidepressant prescriptions and compared them with prescriptions for drugs treating conditions unlikely to be influenced by uncertainty or depression, like gout, iron deficiency, thyroid issues. And both groups showed an increase every year before the referendum, but antidepressant prescriptions continued to increase after the vote. Slower rate, but there was still an increase. They say antidepressant prescriptions rose 13.4% faster than the other drugs monitored. All right, so I, a lot of people might be like, you know what? Let me start loading up. You know, a lot of people are doing that out here in America with opioids. They're like, you know what? Let me just get a prescription so I have it, because in case something happens, I may not be able to get it. So whenever you see these votes, you know, I think there was a study trying to say that after one of the elections, where antidepressants had risen because somebody got elected. And, you know, trust me, elections have a lot of stress. But whether it's Brexit for Europe, or whether it's Obamacare for us, or whether it's a house that's gridlocked in Congress, all right, I think the one thing that we could count on and predict is there is going to be uncertainty in our future. We as humans want to see our future. I don't. I don't really want to see myself 20 years from now. I really don't. I think that would scare me. I'd rather it be a surprise. Some people are like, well, I want to know when it happens to me. No, I don't. I don't. I'll think about it too much and I'll fixate on it. We as humans want to know that the sun's going to come up tomorrow. There's going to be food tomorrow. There's going to be, we like that. We're accustomed to that. That's not how our forefathers were. Now, I mean, they did have a plan. They're like, all right, well, you know, we'll get our food from, you know, the sea, or we'll, you know, hunt and gather. And, you know, they did have some plan. But in terms of, are we going to have a volcano? Are we going to have a fire? Are we going to have a mudslide? Are we going to have a new economy? I mean, you know, I believe it was Larry Kudlow, or it was, you know, somebody in the administration had said that the recession is so far away they can't see it. We are going to have another recession. Whether there's a Republican in power or a Democrat in power, there's going to be another recession. There's going to be an issue with immigration. There's going to be an issue with national security. There's going to be another war. These are things you can predict. And so what I suggest from a psychological standpoint is, rather than being upset about the unknown, already start having a game plan for things, unpredictable events. You know, what would be your game plan if you had to evacuate? Due to a hurricane, due to a fire, do you have a game plan? What is your game plan if the market changes? Because if you really look at the unpredictability of the future, there's actually a lot of predictability to it. And then just slowly start to have a plan for that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series.
parties. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.